Wow, I've been waiting for this moment for weeks. Finally, my Mac Studio is here.
Hey Alex, I heard you finally got your Mac Studio. Ready to set it up?
Yeah, I was just about to start. I could really use your help though. This is my first time setting up an Apple computer from scratch.
No worries, I'm here for you. Let's get all the components out first.
This thing looks amazing. I can't wait to get it running.
It sure does. Okay, let's plug it in first. The power socket is at the back.
There we go. It's connected.
Awesome. Now let's connect your monitor, keyboard, and mouse. Do you have them ready?
Yep, I've got this new Apple Studio display to match, and I'm using my trusty Magic Mouse and keyboard.
Perfect. Now, hit the power button and let's see it come to life.
It's starting. I love that Apple logo with the loading bar.
It's a classic. Now it should bring us right to the setup assistant shortly.
What's the first step?
We'll select your preferred language and region first. Go ahead and choose English for the language.
Got it.
Great. Now, it'll ask you to pick a Wi-Fi network. You'll need to connect to your home network.
Found it. Okay, it's connecting.
Excellent. Next, we need to sign in with your Apple ID. Do you remember your login details?
I should. Let me type them in.
Once you're signed in, it'll ask if you want to transfer any data from another Mac or a backup.
I think I'll set this up as a new Mac. I want a fresh start with everything.
Sounds like a plan. Skip the migration step, and it should bring us to enabling features like Siri and location services.
Okay, I'll enable Siri. I rarely use it, but it might come in handy.
Now, for the next step, it will ask about setting up Touch ID if you have a compatible keyboard.
I do have the Magic Keyboard with Touch ID. How do I set that up?
Just follow the prompts on the screen. It'll ask you to rest your finger on the Touch ID button multiple times.
There, setup is complete. This is so exciting.
You're almost there. The last thing is to choose your appearance. Light, dark, or auto mode.
I think I'll go with dark mode. It's easier on the eyes.
And with that, your Mac Studio is all set up. How does it feel?
It feels incredible. I can't wait to explore everything and see what it's capable of.
You're going to love it. Do you need help installing any software or setting up preferences?
I'd appreciate it if you could walk me through the best practices for setting up system preferences and security.
Absolutely. Let's start by going into system settings. First, let's check for any software updates.
Good idea. I want everything to be up to date right from the start.
Go to software update and hit check for updates. There might be some initial patches or updates to install.
Ah, there we go. It found a couple of updates. I'll download and install them now.
Perfect. It'll just take a moment. Meanwhile, let's talk about security. Do you have a password manager?
Not yet, but I've heard it's a good idea to have one.
Definitely. It's a great way to keep track of your password securely. I recommend starting with Apple's built-in keychain access for now.
How do I set that up?
It's straightforward. It's already enabled with your Apple ID. Just make sure to save any new passwords there as you create them.
Sounds easy enough. And what about setting up a backup system?
For backups, Time Machine is your friend. Do you have an external hard drive handy?
Yes, I have a new one with plenty of storage.
Great. Connect it to your Mac Studio, and it'll prompt you to use it for Time Machine backups. Once set up, it'll automatically back up your system regularly.
That gives me peace of mind. Thanks for the tip.
No problem. Next, let's adjust some privacy settings. Go to Privacy and Security and review app permissions.
Okay, I see them. I'll make sure apps have access to only what they need.
Exactly. It's a good habit to restrict app permissions as much as possible.
I'm so grateful for your help, Reed. Is there anything else I should do right away?
You're welcome. I'd suggest installing essential apps you'll be using. Do you have any specific apps in mind?
I want to install the Adobe Creative Suite and maybe some productivity tools like Microsoft Office.
Those are great choices. You can download them from their respective websites. Don't forget to also explore the Mac App Store for any other apps you might find useful.
I'll do that. Do you think I should install an antivirus?
While macOS is generally secure, having an additional layer of protection isn't a bad idea. There are some lightweight antivirus solutions available for Mac that don't slow it down.
I'll look into it. I want to keep this machine running smoothly.
Perfect. With everything set up, you're ready to fully enjoy your new Mac Studio.
I really can't thank you enough. This setup would have taken me ages without your help.
It's been my pleasure. Don't hesitate to ask if you have more questions in the future.
I'll definitely take you up on that. Let's celebrate with some coffee.
Great idea. I'm in.